Hello, 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 and welcome to The View.
Ew! This is the Wendy Williams show.
She's canceled.
She's dead.
No, she's not dead.
She's not doing great.
She's doing bad.
She is?
Question mark.
Oh. Isn't her show canceled, though?
Okay, so, like,
it's this hard. This is gay screaming. continue.
Okay, also, I'm Misty Terrain, a.k.a. Charlie, and I'm joined by my co-host.
Jared, a.k.a. Soon-to-be grad student.
Congratulations! The amount of jumping of topics in this first 60 seconds.
Yeah, this is
seconds.
ADHD the podcast.
But what else is new?
Literally.
Also, hi, it's been a little bit.
Yeah, we went on an unexpected hiatus.
We'll get to it.
Yeah.
But the Wendy Williams show.
Right, Wendy Peele Williams.
Okay, so like, I think we've all seen that Wendy hasn't been well for a little bit now.
It's the cankles.
She has, like, thyroid disease in her legs.
Oh, I thought she just had cankles.
No. She has to use, like, an actual, like, machine to, like, get her legs swelling down. Yeah. It's a lot.
And she's still out here doing her shadiest diva moments with those?
Listen, we wouldn't be anywhere without Wendy Williams' shadiest diva moments part 29. But, so the thing is, like, I mean, like, flashback to her Halloween show a few years back when she fainted, you know? Like, that should have been a sign for everyone that, like, oh, she's not okay.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was weird as fuck that everyone just moved on from that.
And the rumors will always swirl and everything, but the streets were always saying she never really became sober.
So it's like an alcoholism, like body damage problem?
Drugs. Cocaina. So, it obviously we don't know how true these things are because we're not living her life, you know?
But
she's not yet.
Reincarnation, baby.
We're going to be the next Wendy Williams.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj is going to beef with us.
I imagine.
Barb summoning circle.
It's all full circle.
But, so she's not doing well. And before this season started, they were like, she has COVID. She didn't really have COVID.
It's like the queen.
Yeah, except the queen is dead.
Literally, I've been saying.
But so they've just been having like people guest host her show and everything, and some of the guest hosts include like Michelle Visage and Leah Remini or Remini.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, or Sherry Shepherd. Yeah,
people were saying we looked like two blown up mannequins,
Botox mannequins.
Oh, Botox mannequins. And to that, first of all, we'd like to say thank you. That was iconic.
I love them. Like, yeah, I think they need a
combo.
Show of their own.
Good combo.
They're really good friends, though.
Oh really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I love Leah. Back in the day, I used to watch King of Queens.
Yes!
Serve.
Why were we watching that at the age of 10 years
That's,
old?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a
parents.
Good show.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't really have parents, but my sister.
Imagine if we go back and tried watching that show now and we're just like, oh.
It wouldn't have the same magic. I literally, shows like that, I feel the same way about How I Met Your Mother. I have not watched How I Met Your Mother since I was like 14. Because like, I used to love it when I was a teenager. I know that if I tried to rewatch it now, it would not hit the same.
The way a lot of people knew they were done with How I Met Your Mother was the finale.
Oh, yeah, the finale. The last season was
rotted.
Very, that's not the ending I wanted.
That's not the ending
anyone wanted. Yeah.
Like, you do all of that to introduce us to the mother, and then spoiler alert,
she dies.
If
you didn't know, she's dead.
Yeah.
Like, and then he's like, well, let's go full blown with the spoiler. He's like, the reason I was telling you this story, kids, is because I want to fuck our friend. So, like, is it cool if I fuck Aunt Robin?
Yeah, they call her their aunt, like...
Right, and he, like, wants to get with her.
It's just a lot.
After her divorce with their other friend, it's messy.
Nobody likes Neil Patrick Harris anyway, so it's okay.
That's true.
What
were we talking about?
Wendy Williams.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people have been guest hosting her show, and so people have just been like, is Wendy coming back? Is Wendy not coming back? But, like, her health has been, like, deteriorating.
Yeah.
Allegedly. You know, just in case she hears this and is like, my health
she'd
wasn't
sue
deteriorating.
Us.
She could. She wanted to.
Oh my god.
You don't think she would?
I don't know, dude.
I think she could.
She could. I'm just saying, we're like a fucking podcast with like maybe 30 listeners on a good day. Sorry, didn't mean to drag us. Anyways.
But I'm so Wendy's health allegedly again was deteriorating. So I guess Fox just was just like, we need a, she, I don't think she's going to come back. We need to come up with something real quick.
Yeah.
And so they're replacing her with Sherry Shepherd.
I don't know who that is.
She was on The View. Nah.
Everything comes back to The View.
It does. Hello. That's what I've been saying all along.
Trying to a field day.
I feel vindicated right now.
Oh my god. Me we and learned that a new word. Vocab word. Wait for us.
So I think what they're saying is they're still gonna finish out the year as the Wendy Williams Show.
And then they're gonna change the name after that.
Pretty much.
Okay.
But it'll be like start fresh as a new show.
Yeah.
I would hope at the very least they bring her back for the finale so she could be like, bye, I love you all.
Okay.
You know?
I guess.
But it was just weird because, like, a lot of the rumors were saying stuff like she has early onset dementia.
She might.
Yeah, she could.
Yeah. I mean, like,
we are afraid we will of Cornova.
Yeah. It happens, so.
You know.
Regardless, it's her private health, so whether or not she wants to share that is her problem.
Exactly. But anyways, how are you?
I'm good. I feel like I have a purpose again because I'm going to school in the fall. Yay! Once more. Funny enough, the person who never wanted to go to college is now going to be in college for another 2 years.
Is grad school 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know. I dropped out.
Yeah, it's master's programs are shorter, so it's only going to be 2 years, and then I'd get the degree at the end of it after my dissertation.
But, nice!
What
is a dissertation?
It's basically just a really long paper on whatever I want it to be about.
Boo.
I could literally make it like a creative writing thing.
So write it about me. No.
No. It would be better. If I were to write something that was non-fictional, I would do something relating to, like, the environment or something that I care about.
Okay. Oh, so you don't care about me.
I care about you, but that if I was going to write something related to my personal life, I would just write something fictional.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Fair.
I don't want to write a biography for my dissertation. Fair. That's cringe.
Fair!
Besides the point, I'm still unemployed, and I've been playing Elden Ring every single day for hours at a time. I'm at 69 hours.
El Diana Grande Ring. Ring, 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 ring.
No, okay, there was something I was going to say.
Well, spit it out.
I'm going to make you mine.
Also, I'm just going to say this now. This is not a safe space for Miss XCX or her stans. If you're a Charlie
Kyle,
XCX fan...
Kyle, if you're
fan,
listening to this,
no!
I'm sorry! You didn't have to drag Kyle into this!
Listen, to my sister, I know you like her music this era, but personally, I'm just gonna say it. After a while, you know, like, I've tried vibing.
Oh, I'm sweating. We're like 7 minutes in, I'm like, fuck.
This episode was supposed to be about death.
Yeah, we're kind of all over the place today, clearly.
But after multiple years of trying to get into Miss XCX.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying her name, because that's my name, first of all.
It's true. Charlie did have that name first. Is she older than you?
I don't know. I'm 40.
Yeah, you're a 40-year-old woman in, like, a 20-something-year-old
body. Literally, Jared and I were watching, like, videos before this, and anytime an old woman would come on the screen...
Or say something that was very, like, oh, why I oughta? Like, that's very Charlie.
I would say why I oughta.
Exactly! You'd why be winding up a punch like this
Donkey Kong?
Like Looney Tunes. Not Donkey Kong, because Donkey Kong does the full arm. You just do the little fist.
Are you gonna drop an anvil on somebody?
Someone doesn't get me my nail. I don't know.
But yeah, anytime an old lady came on screen, Jared was like, that's you. What was that? Oh yeah, Charlie XCX.
Mm-hmm.
So after multiple years of trying to get into her, like, does she have some cute songs? Yeah, sure. Great gowns, beautiful gowns. But like, I just don't think I like her. I don't know, especially after she exposed herself as a clown this week. I also felt vindicated in that moment. Because I was
stop
like,
stop with the vindicated!
No, I'm just like, you're arguing with someone who has a K-pop icon. You're
and
a fucking
she, okay,
loser.
The reason why I was really confused by the whole thing. People are allowed to post their criticisms and opinions on Twitter.com. She wasn't personally attacking Charlie.
She didn't tag Charlie.
She didn't insult Charlie in any way. She just said, oh, I'm not a fan of this era, but I still love her.
That part.
And Charlie was like, you're a fucking cunt. And it was just like really caught me off guard.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
And then she did 5 more comments in the thread being like, I'm not mad though,
yeah,
but I'm not bothered.
And then she like said something about like, oh, I'm going through a midlife crisis. And I'm like, she didn't say that. She called you mother. It's call giving very much, I am mother. Your mother.
Yeah.
Like, why? Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like she has a huge ego and I just don't like.
Fair enough. I like Baby. I'm sorry. It's a good song.
I just listened to it for the first time right now and, I like the beat.
Listen, we all know that my taste in music is questionable to begin with. So anytime I say I like a song, that could be interpreted as a bad thing. But I'm just saying, I think it's catchy and I have it in my library.
I will say, compared to some of her other songs
in this era, I don't like Good Ones.
Yeah, Good Ones was a little boring. Mm. I'm not going to lie. But I feel like you pointed out before we started the pod, a lot of her lyrics and her songs are just like really.
Yeah, she has very repetitive choruses.
And the thing with Baby is it literally just sounds like, I'm gonna make you mine, I'm gonna make you mine, the whole time. It's just like, all right, you got something else for us? Like, when it finally got to, like, the bridge or whatever, I was like, okay, we're mixing it up, and the song was over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
I'm gonna fuck you up, and then end.
I give that song a D.
I give it a B+. Plus.
Mm. I see we're very different graders here. Anyways, ask me how I am.
How are you doing?
Better.
That's why our topic is death this week. We'll get into it.
But we're going to talk first.
Before we both get dark.
The Dark Knight Rises.
I want to talk about this porn I watched.
We should first talk about our sponsor, BetterHelp.
Oh, God. HelloFresh.
No.
No. Okay. So there was an adult film that I partook in yesterday because I don't need to explain myself to y'all.
I'll explain it. No, I'm joking. I'm with Draggy.
Listen, I'm a full-grown man, and I'm allowed to spend my time however I would like. Uh-huh. So I was watching an adult film, and it was of the heterosexual variety because I was like, let me dip my toe in this water. Let's see what the girls are doing.
You wanted to mix it up a little.
Yeah, let's see what the girls are gagging on. Literally.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm sorry, I got a text. But, yeah, so I was browsing a website.
Which one? Name names.
It's a very obscure one.
Oh, okay.
I think it's called sexyporn.net or something.
Oh, you were looking.
I have very specific sites that are obscure because they have the full movies.
Oh, uh-huh.
They don't have, like, the little clips that they post on Pornhub and then go, pay for the full... I'm not paying for shit.
It's the Pirate Bay of porn?
Literally, I don't have to torrent anything either. It's just on there. So, like, we're good. So I was on sexyporn.net or whatever it is, and I found a certain video whose title really piqued my interest. First, I saw the man, and I was like, yeah?
Yeah.
And then I saw the title, and I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
And the title is The Bully Meets My Mom.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I did tweet about it because what else am I going to do? You are the mom, really. Actually, we'll get into it. So, minor plot summary. I sat through this hour-long video, by the way. I didn't skip at all. I watched the whole fucking thing because I was invested.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, this kid, not kid, because these are adults. This is like supposed to be someone in his early 20s. And he's working for, like, a manufacturing company or something. And he comes home. Oh,
there's
home.
Really, like, a there's plot.
It's a plot. It's intense. He comes home, and he argues with his girlfriend because his coworkers have been bullying him.
Okay.
And this one coworker in particular is the boss's son, and he just has it out for this guy. And he's like, the guy's name is Will. And the other guy's, I don't know the other guy's name.
Let's bully. Call him Christopher.
Okay, Chris. I was just going to call him the bully. But oh. Christopher, bully, alternative. Names for the same thing.
Bulliana Grande.
Elden Ringiana Grande.
I love adding Iana Grande to the end of everything.
Is it giving Ariana?
Yeah.
No.
Azaleana Grande.
Stop it. So Will is getting bullied at work, whatever. He has an argument with his girlfriend. And then the bully shows up.
Okay.
He literally just opens their door. And he's
at
like,
the house?
Yeah, at the fucking guy who's he's bullying, his house. He just shows up. He's like, hey. And then the guy's like, what are you doing in my house?
It would have been, like, really funny if he knocked on the door and he was just like, give me all your lunch money.
It was weird, too, because these are people in their 20s. I'm like, how do you have a bully in your 20s? Just quit. Like,
I mean, hazing in college, you know?
I guess, but it was just a weird situation that he's, like, going home to his girlfriend arguing with her about, like, his bully.
Yeah.
And then, so the bully walks in. Christopher, apparently. Walks in.
Let's just call him Bulliana.
Bulliana. Walks in and he's like, hey. And then Will is like, get out.
Yeah.
Get out of my house. I hate you. Why are you here? And then the girlfriend's, like, trying to intervene, and then Will goes, can you just shut the fuck up? And then
the girlfriend?
Yeah, and then the girlfriend, oh my God. The girlfriend does her best fake cry. She goes, and then she runs off stage.
I hope she gets an Oscar.
Honestly, she didn't even have to take her pussy out. She was the best actress in that whole movie.
You know the Oscars, they added, like, a fan category where you could vote for, like, fans on Twitter can, like, submit
their most favorite. Did somebody fucking put House of Gucci?
No, but Malignant is winning right now, actually. Oh, originally, the Cinderella movie with Camila Cabello was winning. The reason why they put in that category was because people were pissed they didn't nominate Spider-Man. So they were like, fine, you want Spider-Man, vote for Spider-Man. But now nobody's voting for Spider-Man.
I'm just over it. Yeah. In general. Throw the whole everything away.
Do we care about the Oscars anymore?
We don't. If you're so obsessed with, like, accolades and winning trophies, if you just like a movie and the movie made a lot of money, isn't that good enough?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you really need it to win an award on top of that? You're not the fucking Oscars people.
Can I just say, though, y'all are fucking crazy if you thought Spider-Man Far From Home or whatever it was gonna be nominated for an Oscar. That was just a fucking long 2-hour commercial. That was just a commercial. That scene when Dr. Octopus first showed up on the bridge, that was a fucking car commercial. It only focused around the lady in the car.
I'm just saying. I like Zendaya.
I mean, I like Zendaya and everything.
Also like Tom Holland.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
The porn.
The girlfriend runs out dramatically crying. And then the Will guy's like, follows her because he's like, you fucking ruined my day, bro. And then he like goes and follows his girlfriend because he has to like console her after he just yelled at her for no reason.
I still would have liked a plot reason for the bully to be there.
It didn't make... Okay, well, we'll get there.
Okay.
So, the bully's waiting around because...
That's what bullies do.
The title of the porn...
Bully Meets My Mom.
So Will's mom comes home, and mm-hmm. it's his stepmom, of course.
Right.
So they need to...
She's a mammoth, of course.
It gets complicated, so they need to specify that it's the stepmom, because they don't want to be too taboo with it.
Okay.
So the stepmom comes home, and she's like, what are you doing in my house? Who are you? And it's like, oh, I'm this person, you know, I'm Will's coworker. She doesn't know that he's, like, bullying her, or okay. bullying Will. And then she's like, oh, well, nice to meet you, whatever. And then he's like, so I heard about what you did at my job. And she's like, what do you mean? And she was like, oh, Will was gonna get fired because my dad wanted to fire him.
Okay.
And then you saved his job.
Oh no.
It gets gross.
No.
And she's like, oh, so you know. And then he's like, yep. And you took all 4 of their loads.
4? Nothing and compared then, to 108.
And she was like, oh, I think you need to leave. And then he's like, well, I just thought you would want to see the video. And then she's like, the video? Who recorded? And he's like, funny enough, I found all the security footage, and I edited it together to myself. Like, I'm, like, so devious.
Wait, hold on, wait a minute. Yeah. So now he's bullying the mom.
Yes!
The stepmom, he's bullying the stepmom. Yes,
and then, of course, the stepmom does what she does best. She gets these perky little titties, oh, and she goes,
this is blackmail.
It's bad. Well, I mean, it's revealed that she, like, took the 4 loads. She didn't even do it to save his job. She just wanted to fuck her guys.
Okay.
And she's cheating on her husband, of course.
Right, yeah. I mean, that part, is, you know.
It's a given. It's a given. Porn. But then she's like, oh, what can I do to keep you from releasing the video? Let's keep this between us. And then they start fucking.
And she pulls out a camera to be like, for my OnlyFans, bro.
Imagine. No, but she, like, busts it out on the table, and she's like, take me now. And then he just, like, fucks her in the kitchen. The doors are open. The windows are open. Her husband could be home at any second.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know.
I mean.
Suspension of disbelief.
Her stepson and his girlfriend are crying
left.
In the other room.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know. Anyway, she busted it open and got a load on her face. So, that's all fine and dandy for
her.
I'm
so jealous.
I wish they had shown, because during the scene where he was like, you want to see the video? It was, like, playing the noises, but I was like, I want to see the video!
Yeah.
Like, who are the other 4? Anyways, that happens. And then, you know, the secret is between them.
Right.
And then later that night...
Oh, no. There's more.
Yes! She's in bed, and uh-huh. she's having a dream, and she's thinking about that.
She's thinking about Bulliana?
Yeah, Bulliana. She's like, Bulliana really beat it up.
Oh my God.
She's like, I see why he's a Bulliana, because he Bulliana'd this pussy. And she's, like, in bed with her husband. He's sleeping, and she's, like, dreaming about it. She's like, ooh. And so she starts getting a little frisky, and she gets up and walks over to Will's room.
Oh, Lord.
Knocks on the door and goes, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to wake you.
Ooh. Is his girlfriend in the room?
No.
Okay, she's gone?
Yeah. I mean, well, they broke up,
apparently. Oh, they broke up.
Because Will's, like, crying, and he's like, me and Steph broke up. And stepmom's like, oh, that's horrible. She's, like, jiggling her titties in his face. In her, like,
are her boobs out the whole time?
Well, she's wearing lingerie. Okay. But it's, like, very... It's like supposed to be her pajamas, okay. But it's like, stepmoms don't dress like this.
Yeah.
Anyways.
She's giving MILF money.
She's giving MILF money big time. And so she's like, low-key seducing him, and he's like, oh, yeah, me and my girlfriend broke up, but it's okay, maybe we just weren't meant to be together. And she's like, I see the value in you as a man. And then she just like starts like,
I don't like this.
Playing with her puss and like doing all this, and she's like, you got me so wet, whatever. All this, like, this is a lot. This is a lot.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell's going on?
How far were you into the video at this point?
This is the halfway point.
Okay.
Because it's, like, split into two scenes,
basically. Got it. Is this the second?
Yes.
Okay.
And then Will's like, oh, well, you know, if you keep it between us, like, you just don't tell Dad. Girl. And then so she starts, like, doing some stuff to him, and the clothes come off, and then they're, like, full-on fucking, and then the door's open!
And let me guess, the dad joins.
No.
Oh.
I was surprised. I was waiting for that. The dad was hot. Anyways.
Does Bulliana come back?
No.
Wait, okay, if it's called Bully Meets My Mom, where was he the rest of the movie?
He was just in the first scene.
Okay.
But it was fucked up because Will asked. He was like, wait, what happened with you and my bully earlier? And then she was like, oh, don't worry. I wouldn't do anything with someone like that.
Girl.
And I'm like, girl. You lying ass. Anyway, so her and Will start fucking, and the doors are open, so I'm like, oh, how does the dad not hear this? Because yeah. They're making noise.
He's a heavy sleeper.
Apparently.
He has sleep apnea, or whatever it is.
He's in a coma.
Yeah.
Because they were loud. Will, how are you getting bullied when you're packing? Tell me that.
It happens. Do you remember that MTV show RJ Burger, or whatever?
No.
It was, like, about some nerdy guy, but the whole thing was, like, one day, like, they were at a school assembly, and they pantsed him, and it was revealed to the whole school that he was packing. And then they started bullying him for that.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains that. Silly me. So, yeah, him and the stepmom do it. And then she's, like, making all these weird comments about, like, oh, yeah, you want to love your mommy real
good. Ew, I hate
this. It was,
like,
really uncomfortable. And then...
We should add, though.
Mm-hmm.
Jared did not touch himself, like, after 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I was literally just watching for the plot. I mean, I still sat through the sex scene, so maybe that's, like, questionable. But I'm like, that's, like, every HBO show. Relax. Yeah.
Game of Thrones is no better.
Yeah, and I don't even watch Game of Thrones. But, yeah, so they do it, and then the doors are open. Like, they're making noise and shit, whatever. And then they don't get caught somehow. And then she's just like, ooh, yeah, like, thanks for pleasing mommy, blah, blah, blah.
She needs to stop talking like that.
Yeah, and then he was like, did I do a good job,
mommy? Ew, ew.
And it was just, like, very... Ooh, this is weird.
Oh.
So that was basically the whole plot, but what really had me gooped and gabbed, what's the phrase we say? Gooped
and gagged.
There we go. Wow. I can speak English.
I'm proud of you.
The actor who played Will looked older than the mom.
He was supposed to be... How much older?
Like, okay, he was supposed to be like early 20s, apparently, according to the plot. He looked like at least 35.
How much did the mom look?
She looked young because she has big perky tits, and she's like, she's probably like 30.
I mean, plastic surgery can do anything these
literally,
days.
Literally. Let me show you. Actually, let's pull it up on Google Chrome. Let's get these good images.
Not you still having it in your search history.
Listen, we're not going to talk about that. But yeah, he's definitely older.
Oh, he does not look
he
like...
He doesn't look like a fucking... Early 20s man getting bullied at work. And he's tall as hell.
He looks like he has an HGTV show about flipping houses.
Honestly, yeah. But he's tall and beefy, and I'm like, how are you getting bullied by... Let me show you the bully.
Mom. Like, are you kidding me? Get out of here with the mom.
Let me find him. Oh. I should probably put porn. See if that helps. Where's the bully? Yeah, this is the bully.
The bully does not look that young either.
I was like, this whole thing is very odd.
There's a lot happening in these thumbnails.
But yeah, I'm like, you look older than the bully did.
Yeah.
And your mom.
You know, like, listen, I get that, like, porn is a fantasy and everything, but, like, if we want to sell the fantasy, I think we should have some, like, realistic casting choices, you know? That's my thing about porn, though. Like, someday, like, I would like someone to make a porn, but, like, it's not just a porn, but, like, it's actually, like...
Charlie's deepest wishes.
No. It's not, like, my deepest wishes, but, like, I think it'd be really, like, fun and camp. Like...
Charlie wants a camp porn.
If there was like a porn that was like where besides the porn bits, like when the acting with the acting, mm-hmm. I think it'd be like really funny if it was actually like good. You know, like if you were like, oh wait, this is actually kind of like I'm kind of hooked. Like this is good entertainment. You know, where are the Emmys?
Right. You know? That's where the Oscars should be going, not Spider-Man.
That's what I'm saying. Hello, but that porn doesn't exist because you gotta make it. All porn actors are bad.
You gotta make it. You're the writer.
No, thank you.
Okay, guess I'm taking on the title.
Yeah, good luck.
Let me get this master's degree and then I'll go into porn.
And don't fuck it up.
Yeah, I shouldn't. We're...
A half hour.
Sorry, I didn't expect that to take so long.
Listen, I gotta be honest.
We haven't done a podcast in a long time.
I don't really feel talking about our topic anymore.
Yeah, it's too dark.
Yeah, I don't want to make myself sad. So let's just do like a little catch up, you know?
Okay.
You know?
Go ahead, you go.
Me go?
Yeah, me goes.
Don't even get me started with them. There's nothing to get started about. True. I don't want to get started with them.
Mm-hmm. If y'all didn't know already, Charlie's an icon. Like, even despite sad things happening, Charlie's energy is just, like, magical and healing.
Aww.
Charlie would be a cleric in a JRPG.
I would be, like, the healer, summoner, white mage, Yuna style.
The Yuna, yeah.
Yeah. Or, like, Vanille, you know?
Yeah, just for the...
So, if you guys don't know, there's, in Final Fantasy XIII, there's, like, a character named Vanille, right? And, I don't know who decided to make this vocal choice, whether it was the actress or the director, because I'm pretty sure it's prevalent in both, like, the English and the Japanese version. Okay. But, like, every time Vanille, like, gets hit or even, like, blinks her eyes,
she moves in a cutscene, she's going,
you know, and it's just...
Her death noise?
I feel like I've taken a lot from Vanille.
Yeah, you know? Charlie has absorbed Vanille's essence.
I walk like her. Crystal. I walk like her. I didn't realize that until Jared had started playing Final Fantasy XIII.
Yeah, she does a butt dance. Like, her idol animation in battle is just her shaking her ass.
Oh, when she's, like, standing in place and moving it forward. Yeah. I know it very well. I
like her. Yeah. I've gotten... She's grown on me.
She's a lesbian.
Really?
And yeah, I mean... Come on.
She's a mammoth, of course.
I'm just saying, you look at her relationship with Fang.
Oh, yeah. Her and Fang are definitely... Fang's Peggy.
They're fucking.
Yeah.
They're fucking. I feel like Fang knows how to eat it out.
Her and Bahamut.
Yeah. I don't know about Bahamut. But anyways, let's see. What's new with me? Oh, I broke things off with a guy.
Oh, yes. Do you want to give them a summary
of
the events you told me on FaceTime?
So, I had...
Let me hold Dragonite for this.
I had met up with this guy. I doubt that he's listening to this. But...
No, if he was, that's scary, because you guys didn't talk for that long.
No.
If he were to find our podcast and listen to it...
Yeah, I mean, I didn't give him, like, any of my social media besides, Snapchat, which is, like, the heathen social media.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Heathen.
Yeah, it's only...
What's your Snap score? Yeah!
But we had only met up twice, you know? Like, and in the same week, mind you.
Right.
So, like, last Saturday we had met up, and then later that night I went over to Jared's because it was our good friend Nikki's birthday party, right?
Right.
And while I'm there, he's, like, texting me being like, you want to come over? And I was like, first of all, I just saw you today. Mm-hmm. Second of all, I told you I was going to a party. Like, relax. And then he tries calling me through Snapchat. And I'm like, I didn't answer. I'm
also,
just like,
who fucking calls through Snapchat? Like, leave me the fuck alone.
Literally. And then after I didn't answer, he was just like, it's okay if you're with a guy. So I literally got up and told everyone at the party, I was like, all right, everyone smile so I can prove to a guy that I'm not with another guy, you know? And I just sent him the picture, and he was just like, aw, cute, pretending like nothing happened, you know? Right. And it's just like, all right, that was weird. So the next day I kind of...
It's giving very insecure.
Yeah. So the next day I kind of like confronted him about it, you know? And I was just like, what was up with that? Like, that was just like, it bothered me, you know? It
disturbed
you. Yeah. And he was just like, oh, I'm sorry it came off that way. I was just asking, like, out of curiosity. I didn't mean it, like, if you were, like, with someone, like, hooking up and blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, okay, well, like, I want to stress that we've only met up twice, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, you're coming off, like, really clingy.
Yeah.
And he was just like, oh, well, I thought you were interested. And he's just like, I mean, I...
But clingy is a turn-off.
Yeah.
And people are allowed to, like, not be interested if you come across a certain way.
Yeah. And so, I was just like, I am interested, but honestly, like, if you're gonna, like, act like this so fast, so soon.
Yeah, when y'all aren't even, like, dating or anything.
Like, we haven't even been on a date.
Right.
You know? Like, sure, we've done things, but, like...
Bully meets my mom.
But, like, it just bothered me, you know? And he was just like, fine, I guess I'll back off. But then he was acting like nothing happened after that and was, like, still messaging me and everything. Mm-hmm. So, like, fast forward to, like, earlier this week. I'm, like, reaching around on the nightstand for my water, right? And then I feel something, well, sticky.
I didn't like that. Don't ever say that.
Sticky.
Stop it! Ew!
Sticky.
You making a Charlie XCX chorus?
Sticky, 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 sticky. So I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I look over to me, and I remember he was chewing gum when he had first got here on Saturday. And so I look over on my nightstand, and he had stuck his gum on my nightstand and, like, next to the tissue box that was on my nightstand. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, so let me get this train of thought going. You saw the tissue box and you thought, let me stick the gum next to the tissue box and on the nightstand. The thought
is there.
Yeah, yeah. And instead of being like, let me get a tissue and like spit my gum out in there, you said, let me stick it on this person's nightstand.
Yeah, really smeared in.
Right? And so, like, already I was grossed out because I was just trying to get my water. I was just trying to hydrate, you right. know?
Charlie's a classy lady.
Yeah, I wanted that clear pee.
Why?
Because that's healthy pee.
Oh, I thought you were talking about some piss kinks.
No!
What the fuck?
Everybody knows that when you hydrate, your pee is clear. But if you're, like, drinking not water, it's darker.
What are you trying to say about me?
And so I had messaged him and I was just like, hey, I found the gum you attached to my nightstand. And he was just like, oh, I didn't mean to do that. I'm so sorry. I totally meant to like throw it away. I didn't do that intentionally and blah, 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 giving me a whole rigmarole, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay.
Probably the type of person to say rigmarole.
Why I oughta. And I was just like, okay, listen, let's just, like, don't do that again.
Yeah.
If it occurs, you right. know, just tell me, and I'll throw it away. I'll get you a tissue.
Yeah.
And so, fast forward to today, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I was a little peeved by the whole gum thing, especially on top of him being, like, super clingy already.
Yeah, these are just, like, stacking up.
Yeah. So I definitely needed my space for a few days, so, like, I didn't talk to him. Mm-hmm. And he messaged me this morning. Mind you, it's not even 8 a.m. yet, and I'm at work. He messaged me being like, happy Friday, handsome, blah, 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 blah. First of all, don't call me handsome.
Charlie's like, I'm beautiful, first of
exactly.
all.
Exactly. Second of all, I was just like, oh, yeah, happy Friday. I hope you have a good Friday.
Right.
And he replies with, did I do something wrong?
The face you made.
And in my head, I'm like, what? What is he saying? And I just replied with, all I said was, have a happy Friday too. And then he immediately replies and he goes, oh, that was meant for my sister. Like, what?
At 7 in the morning?
No, like, oh. Here's my thing. If I were in high school, if I were a dumb 15-year-old still, I probably would have fallen for it. But it's a decade later. I'm not falling for that kind of stuff anymore.
Yeah.
And I literally told him, I was like, no, it wasn't. That wasn't meant for your sister. I'm not five.
Especially because he had, like, his track record.
Yeah. It wasn't, it wasn't like, great.
Yeah. He's clearly, like, clingy and desperate. So, yeah. Like, why would you try to play it off? Like,
honestly, all he had to, and, well, because after I was just like, no, it wasn't. Like, I know it was for me. He was just like, well, I am messaging her right now. So, and I was just like, you know what?
Okay.
Clearly, this has run its course. I was like, I wish you all the luck and the best and everything, but I don't think this is going to work. And then he blocked me, you know,
right.
Which is like par for the course. What else is new?
As a man does.
Yeah. But it's just like, all you had to do is be like, you know what? I'm sorry. It was a misunderstanding, clearly. Right. And we could have moved on from there. Would I still have been a little suspicious of you and still a little bothered that you even did something like that?
Yeah.
Yes, but I feel like we could have potentially found a way.
Yeah, worked it out.
To move forward, you know? Because it's not like I disliked the guy. Because, like, the times we did meet up, I did, you know, enjoy our times together.
Yeah, he's just leaving bad impressions.
Yeah, so it was just, it was unfortunate. And he is older, not like, you know, geezer older, but like, what happened to your communication skills?
Yeah.
Where are they? Where did they go? You know? So, that's over and done with. But
that's your latest romance.
I wouldn't even call it a romance.
That's your latest, meet cute.
Yeah.
That's your latest foray into the men.
Honestly, though, like, I get into these, like, weird periods, and I already told you about this, but I get into these weird periods where there's just, like, weeks at a time sometimes where I just have, like, no sexual urges, like, at all whatsoever.
And really goals.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I do feel a little, not happier, but... there's no stress on me to be like, ooh, look at this guy. Look at this boy. Yeah. I want to hook up with him. You know, like, I have no boy stress in my life right now, and I kind of appreciate that.
I might piss off the Aces with this one, but it's like they have one less thing to worry about in life. I'm definitely, like, jealous of that in that sense because, like, sexual things and, like, physical attractions and, like, wanting to be, like, get guys' attention and all this kind of stuff is, like, definitely something that takes up time and effort.
Yeah.
And if I was asexual, it would make life simpler.
Are you ready to get canceled by the ace community?
Yeah, they're literally gonna be like that one meme of Nicki Minaj where it's like, I never fucked.
They're gonna be like, life. How dare you call us ace gits? Now I'm gonna get canceled by them.
Yeah.
Hashtag cancel gay screaming. Listen, y'all, we canceled ourselves. We've been gone for months. Yeah, we've been gone
for a long time.
we
had a full episode we recorded.
Okay, yeah, we did. But we got, like, very political in that episode.
It was basically just us talking shit on Joe Rogan and conservatives, like we always do.
Yeah, honestly, but just to sprinkle a little bit of that in here really quickly. I know it's old news, but, like, the fact that Spotify had to take down over 70 episodes of Joe Rogan using the N-word. With a hard R.
But are we surprised?
No. No, but it's just like, can some of you get a clue?
Right.
And I really doubt that they listen to this, but there's a certain person who's joining my extended family. who is very much a fan of Joe Rogan, you know? Yeah. And I'm just like, you don't see that and think that's concerning?
What bothers me, too, is that half the people listening to his podcast probably say the N-word themselves. So
yeah. It's okay. And also, who has the time? Okay, yeah. His podcasts are 3 hours long. You know?
Get a job.
Literally.
And getting paid by doing podcasts, me? Get a job.
But I don't get how he's so popular because, you know, A, he'll spread around vaccine misinformation being like, you don't need to put that shit in your body when he's actively putting steroids in his body.
Mm.
You know? B, he's a racist.
Right.
He's just a bigot all around because he's been openly anti-black and, like, transphobic and things like that on his show.
I mean, let's be fair. The man looks like a neo-Nazi.
Yeah. Did you ever see that one post where someone was like, he looks like he'd be, like, a henchman to a Batman villain with a thick Brooklyn accent being like, hey, guys, look, it's the Bat.
That, yeah, same energy.
Yeah, we don't like Joe Rogan. This podcast is not a safe space for the Joe Roganers.
So what's our list for this episode so far?
So
Charlie XCX.
Enemies of the Pod, Charlie XCX and Joe Rogan. And let's not forget, of course, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Because we talked shit about them in the last episode, too.
Pussy on lockdown.
Mainly because we were very frustrated with them not doing anything.
Right.
And, I mean, not much has changed.
I mean, that's par for the course for American politics. It's like every party has promises and then they never do anything.
Can we openly say Putin is an enemy of the pod?
I'm scared that Putin would actually be the only one to actually kill us. So,
us personally?
Yeah.
Oh, like Wendy Williams suing us?
I mean, yeah, basically, like, it's more likely that Putin kills us than Wendy Williams sues us.
Yeah, I'm just...
But obviously Putin's a bad person. The war in Russia is horrible right now.
Yeah, in the Ukraine. Yeah, the world is crazy right now.
Also free Palestine.
That too. There's just like a lot of stuff happening. But anyways, back to what we were talking about. Oh yeah, but that episode, we basically decided to scrap it because it was outdated.
It was really outdated by the point we were like trying to like put it out because, yeah. Some events happened.
Life happened.
In Charlie's life. So it got delayed and delayed and then, we just kind of weren't gonna do it after a while, so
and now we're here. When was the last time we uploaded an episode?
Let's see.
It was the mental health episode. I remember that much.
Also, my second Twitter account got permanently suspended and I'm still salty about it.
And Twitter is gonna do nothing about it.
I mean, they're the ones who are like enforcing it. What's the
name of our podcast?
No, like, I was looking for the fucking account. I'm stupid.
Not NFTs.
Profile pictures.
Did we talk shit about NFTs in the scrapped episode too? I think so.
I think so. NFTs are trash.
I feel like that craze is finally starting to die down.
They're a fucking scam. Did the last episode we put out, was that the Mario Party episode?
No, it was the mental health episode.
Oh, we just haven't posted on the account.
Yeah, we did. It should be... Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. We posted it in January.
Oh.
It hasn't been that long.
Yeah, it's only been a little over.
I mean, from the Mario Party episode was like around Thanksgiving time.
That was Christmas.
Oh, it was around Christmas time. And then we didn't upload for a while. And then we did the mental health episode. And then we didn't upload for a while. And now we're doing this episode.
I don't know what it's going to be titled.
We'll just call it the catch-up episode.
Okay.
You know? Because we're catching up. That's what we're doing. We're gal-palling around.
Honestly.
Yeah. Azaleana Grande. Anyways. I hope you guys had a good week. I know it's only, like, not that long into the podcast, but I think it's winding down a little bit, don't you?
Not that long into the podcast?
We're like
40 minutes. Are we ending it?
I think we can.
Oh my god, Charlie said, let's shut the fuck up. Let's do that challenge.
No! I just ran out of things to talk about!
So what now?
We say goodbye.
Okay.
I think it's like for a catch up, you know?
Sure. I'm like, you're the ringleader here. I'm just the circus clown.
No! You're not a clown. I love you.
You can love a clown. What are you trying to say? See how Charlie does microaggressions on the podcast?
No!
In front of a live studio audience.
Where's the audience?
Trixie and Katya.
Let me ask the audience.
We were watching Trixie and Katya before this, and so good.
Yeah, we were realizing that a lot of their conversations are a lot of our conversations.
They're just funnier and wittier with it.
I think we're funny and witty.
In a less... We're like the less... Less.
The less less. Lesiana Grande.
They're celebrities. Trixie's really funny. Katya's really funny.
What are you trying to say? That we're not celebrities?
We're not celebrities. We're kind of funny sometimes.
Sometimes?
You know, I'm just trying to be realistic.
Not always.
Not always. Sometimes. 90% of our personalities / jokes are just us quoting things. Yeah. So I'm like,
but
I can't say I have original ideas. But do I sound funny? Yes.
Yeah. I would just say at the same time.
I'm sampling.
Whose comedy isn't references?
That's true.
And
nothing's
like
original.
That. Exactly. Everybody's biting off of each other.
Biting.
Yeah, that's
really?
what That's what they would say in, like, middle school. They're
I know,
like,
you're a fucking biter.
You're such a fucking biter fool. Oh. That's what they would say!
I didn't know you made it a fucking cholo vato.
Hey, I grew up in Santana.
True. I grew up in Salinas.
Anyways, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the pod this week, guys.
All right. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Yeah. I'm here.
We'll be back soon.
Eventually.
Whenever we feel like. But sooner than later.
That's Charlie being like, we're not putting out an episode next week.
No.
Starve.
No. That's not me saying that. I'm just saying, just in case life happens again, be prepared. You know?
I need you. Solid.
You made yourself laugh a little too hard with that one.
There was a TikTok that Charlie sent me, and it was like this man, and he's like, I'm making spaghetti bolognese. And then he goes like, my coconuts. And that literally is us having any conversation.
Yeah, because we'll eventually throw coconuts into it.
We'll throw coconuts into it. We'll start singing random songs. We'll change topics every 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. And then we forget what we're talking about.
We could literally be talking about like the most intense political discourse and then just be like, my coconuts.
Charlie FaceTimed me the day the war started when Russia invaded.
Yeah.
And I did that. I'm pretty sure multiple times.
I think so.
So.
Like, I was like, Russia started invading Ukraine, and you were just like, oh my god. My
coconuts! But it's horrible.
It is. It's bad. It's really bad. Okay, let's not.
Yeah, I'm like, we're like, let's not get dark, and we're just immediately get started.
You guys already know how bad it is. We don't need to discuss how bad it is.
Right. Go watch the news. Don't watch us.
Actually, don't watch the news, because they're being pretty racist in the news.
Really?
Because they're being like...
I don't watch the news. I don't believe in the news.
They're being like, I just can't believe this is happening to such a civilized country. Like,
these, what does that mean?
These refugees aren't like other refugees. They're blonde-haired. They're intelligent.
See, here's the thing. Like, the reason that people don't care about, like... tragedy in other countries is because the people going through those tragedies are brown.
Uh-huh.
And that means they're of less value to like the Western Eurocentric idealized societies.
Yeah.
That are supposedly so much better, but it's like, we're not. We're in the trenches. We're fucking insane wealth inequality, poverty, COVID.
So Cordoba.
I just don't get the whole, like, superiority complex.
It's just crazy because, like, a lot of these news anchors are kind of, like, exposing themselves with it. They're just like, I can't believe this is happening to such civilized people. Like, girl, if you don't shut up.
Yeah.
You know? Anyways, you can find us.
At Gay Screaming, is it Gay Screaming Pod?
Yeah.
On Twitter. And at Local Underscore Twink.
And at Misty Underscore Terrain. And, yeah. We'll see you guys next week, I'm pretty sure. Hopefully, maybe. Fingers crossed.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. Is that Ellie Goulding?
Yeah. Whatever happened to her?
I think she fell off.
Anyways, bye, guys.
Bye.
The ad will be in there somewhere.
Yeah. We'll just cut it into the middle.
Like we used to do.
Yeah, back in the days.
Yeah. All right. Bye.